your first development camp been like so far?
You know, it's a good experience. I didn't really know what to expect coming in here. But there's a good group of guys that are, you know, they're welcoming. So, you know, the practices have been good. Training was, the testing was kind of hard, but, you know, I'm starting to, you know, feel better after a couple days.
It's been kind of a whirlwind, but what was the reaction like back in the hometown about getting drafted by the Jets?
You know, there's actually a lot of people like having like viewing parties for me, but, you know, I was really honored to have been drafted by the Winnipeg Jets, but, you know, it was just, I'm kind of excited to get back and, you know, see my family and, you know, celebrate with them.
What's the focus for you over the course of the summer in terms of where your game needs to go to the next level?
Well, I'm going into UMD next year, so I've been working with a lot of the players there because they got rid of their strength coach, but I think they just got a new one here. So I'll be working with them throughout the summer, and you know, I'll be working with, they have a, also have an on-ice coach where they do like power skating and stuff.
For those who haven't seen you play, how would you describe your style of play?
Kind of like, I'm a two-way defenseman, kind of more of like a defensive defenseman to simplify the game, just get pucks moving forward, you know, don't let anybody get around you, be physical.
Why'd you choose UMD?
You know, it's a hometown, you know, kind of thing. It's only 25 minutes from there, so, you know, I'm able to go down there a lot, and I know all three coaches very well, and they've all played, you know, high level hockey as a defenseman, and I thought they can give me the insight in the game. I couldn't get anywhere else.
When did hockey kind of become a passion? You know, it's big in the state, but...
You know, I just tried to lace up the skates when I was around, like, 2 years old, and, you know, I just was flying around, and I loved it, so decided to stick with it. My dad, he played hockey until he was, you know, like about 13 or like 14 years old, and then he hit a growth spurt and grew to 6'5", so he switched over to basketball, but, you know, that didn't happen with me.
It's the last 2 weeks been like, you know, leading up from the draft and that whirlwind, and then, you know, kind of rolling right from there to Winnipeg.
You know, it's been pretty busy, but, you know, it's a good kind of busy. I was just, after the season was over, it kind of like set in that I was, you know, looking forward to the draft, and nerves kind of set in, but, you know, if I got down there, I was able to, like, sightsee throughout Chicago. You know, I got to see the first round of the draft, which was pretty cool, and then to be able to hear my name called the second day was, you know, kind of a relief.
And then getting here?
Yeah, that was it's a quick turnaround. After I met everyone, I got up in the suite, and, you know, I got down meeting with everyone. I headed back that night, and it was about like an eight and a half hour drive back. So I didn't get back till pretty late, and then I had to hop on the plane the next morning. So
you graduated just 2 weeks before the draft, correct? Like,
yeah.
Kind of pinch yourself at times, just, you know, yeah, how things have gone here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think about because, you know, this season I was playing high school. Then you know, after the season I went to juniors, and then now I'm going to be going into college, and then, you know, my first development camp in the NHL, which is like kind of a whirlwind.
Feel like a bit of a late bloomer? Or?
Yeah, definitely for me. You know, I used to be a small guy on the ice, and then after my freshman year, I shot up 4 inches, and then I grew up through my sophomore and junior year there, up to 6'3" now. But, you know, I just started to like put on weight and, you know, kind of develop. So.
Say, what was that adjustment like? I mean, sometimes it takes a while to catch up to your body.
You know, yeah, I was surprised. I was kind of expecting like a draft-like stage there, but it never really hit me. And then, you know, unfortunately, I broke my ankle that sophomore year, so I wasn't able to play. But, you know, once I got back, it healed well, and I never had any problems with it.
Do you feel a couple of days here get you kind of acclimated to the Jets system, what they want you to do, retrievals, that kind of stuff, or is it still too early for that?
You know, I kind of got a good grasp on what they're kind of thinking what to do here, but... you know, it's good to kind of get that coaching here. It's you know, it's a good coaching staff. They know what they're doing. You just gotta follow it.
Do you think you can make that application then, as little experience as you have here, to maybe college this year with some of those little tricks of the trade?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, just working through on a lot of the stuff that they taught me here throughout the summer would definitely help me. But you know, just going back and, you know, listening to my coaches out in college, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that they teach me here could really help my game there.
High school hockey is obviously really big. When did that USHL opportunity kind of come up for you?
You know, before my senior year, I went down to their you know, main camp, and they gave me the opportunity to come in this season, but, you know, I decided I wanted to stay back, and then I called Coach PK in like February, and I asked him if I could come down. And you know, he was like, at that point, he was like 50-50. And then I called him back after my season. He said he'd like to have me down for like 3 weeks. And then I got down there, and I finally got some playing time, and I started to play better. And you know, he wanted me to stay for playoffs, which I did.
Is there a D-man you look up to, or pattern your game after at
all? For me, I feel like I play kind of like Marco Scandella. I've watched him a lot, you know, because Minnesota. And, you know, I've actually watched some film on him, too.
Were you always a D-man, or when did you play?
No, actually, I was not always a D-man. When I was smaller, I used to be kind of like a smaller, kind of grindy guy. And after my Bantam year, so I was going into high school, I just started my Bantam year, and I switched over to defense because, you know, not a lot of guys were back there, and it was kind of an opportunity for me to make the team. And, you know, I made the team, and I kind of like playing defense, so I stuck with it.
How long were you out that year when you injured?
I was about 2 months. You know, I was out right before tryouts. I broke it in captain's practice, and that was in early November, and I got back early January.